I came to the QET in May 1975 as a student nurse, about to start my training. I was interviewed early 1974 at the QET School of Nursing. I took my mum with me, because I was a very shy young lass at the time. And I was interviewed, I was waiting on my GCSE results, so I had to take the IQ test, which thankfully I passed. And then I had a very short interview with Barbara Taylor. And then I was escorted over to see Miss Stone, who was matron. And she interviewed me to, I would imagine, looking back, to see that I was a suitable nurse to have in her hospital. And one of the questions she asked me was, what do you do socially? And I was very proud of the fact that I was part of an arts and drama group. And everyone had said to me, it's really good, nursing's all about social. So I told her this, and she looked me straight in the eye and said, you do know that you will not have a social life as a nurse. And I thought I'd blown it at that point. And then I went back and was then interviewed by Miss Barbara Taylor. And she went through all my certificates that I'd got at the time, and I was horrified that I used to belong to Ken Dodd's fun club. And in amongst all my CSE and a couple of the O-levels that I'd got, was this certificate. And Barbara took it in her stride and made me very at ease, and they obviously decided that I was an OK nurse, or an ACO person, to be a nurse. And I started my training in May 1975. And my confidence grew as soon as you put the uniform on. Your first 6 weeks in the school, you had to be in uniform. And if your hair wasn't correct, then Miss Freeman would certainly tell you. You were sent back to your room if you weren't in correct uniform, or that uniform hadn't been ironed. And that was all about starting taking responsibility for how you look for when you hit the wards. And I think the first few weeks we practiced bed making, bandaging, how to take temperatures, how to take blood pressures. Well, I can't remember when we first saw a ward, but it was probably on our first allocation.
Can you describe your uniform?
Yeah, checkered, blue and white. Disappointing, because we no longer had our nice white starched aprons at that point, so you were in this gingham type uniform, which you'd been measured for, and it had to come to below knee, or if it's correct name, to the poplar till, which is the back of the knee, so that if you knelt it hit the floor. And that was all about that when you bent over to lift anybody or to reach over a bed, that nobody could see sort of next week's washing. And we had light blue belts that were held together with Velcro, and paper hats that were our, because the starched white hats had gone. At that time, sisters were in dark blue. They still had their material caps, which you had to starch, and they still wore their white aprons. And the staff nurses that trained me were in purple with their white aprons. And the rule was for them that if they left the ward, they had to take their aprons off, so everything stayed infection controlled in the area. But I was mesmerised that these aprons took the place of notepads. So if a doctor had given them an instruction, they'd write on the back of their apron.
Were there any regulations about footwear?
Oh yes, flat brown shoes, non-squeaky. And if you brought some that actually made a noise as you walked down the ward, you were told to go and get something else. Which was a consideration for night duty, and it's highly irritating if you've got squeaky shoes for anybody. So yes, a brown lace up, brown tights, no makeup, no piercings whatsoever.